Major League Baseball's opening day is tomorrow when the Milwaukee Brewers start their season at Wrigley Field against the Chicago Cubs. You'll notice some new rules in place that are changing the way the sport is played at the highest level. Throughout spring training, pitchers have started getting used to a pitch clock that limits how much time they can wait before they throw the ball. Batters have their own clock, too, before they have to be ready for the pitch. The league is also restricting how much managers can strategically shift their infielders, and they made the bases a few inches bigger. These and other new rule changes are intended to speed up the game and make it more entertaining. So do they? John Keel is co-creator of Numbers Game, a Madison-based business that supplies scorebooks to baseball fans. I talked to him earlier today. Before we get into particular changes, I understand one of the big goals was to make baseball games less long, to bring them back to their old length. From what we've seen in preseason, is that happening?
Yeah, the pitch clock, it makes games shorter. There's no question about it. What we've seen in spring training is that games are about 25 minutes less than the average regular season time last year. So pitch clocks are speeding up the game.
And how do those pitch clocks work for people who haven't been watching preseason?
Yeah, so this is the first time that baseball has introduced an official timer into the game, which is very significant. And the way it works is that between pitches, when the bases are empty, pitchers have 15 seconds from the time they receive the ball back from the catcher to start their delivery to home. And batters have to be ready and facing the pitcher with 8 seconds left on that clock, or they can be assessed a strike automatically. When there's runners on base, pitchers get an extra 5 seconds, so they have 20 seconds on the pitch clock when they've got runners on base.
How are players reacting to that? Does it seem like they're in the groove and doing this, or was there a lot of weirdness as this was implemented?
It seems that there is some weirdness. It seems that there's some gamesmanship. Just the other day, there was a pitcher for the New York Yankees that was, he actually recorded an out that was then negated because the umpire said he didn't deliver the pitch in time. So then on his next pitch, he took this long, herky-jerky, exaggerated windup almost to taunt the umpire for basically following the rules and calling a ball on him. So you're seeing a little bit of that. You're seeing pitchers trying to quick pitch. So just before the batter turns their head to look at the pitcher and be ready, the pitcher's already in their motion, ready to try to sneak a ball past. You've seen batters called out to end a game for not being ready. So definitely spring training was an opportunity for players to figure this out. And of course, for fans to get up in arms about the change, because that's what fans do, right?
Now, not just fans. Earlier this month, Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Corbin Burnes expressed his frustration, not with the clock rule itself, but how the league implemented and communicated the changes. Here's a listen.
The umpires are still out there trying to learn the rules as they go. So, the thought coming in is that everything was finalized and we had a month to kind of figure everything out, and as we're going, there's still things that are changing, which, you know, that's got to stop. That's got to be something that we have something finalized, so these last 2 weeks we can get comfortable with them.
So that was a couple weeks ago. There have been a couple more weeks to get the wrinkles ironed out. Does it seem like spring training and the preseason was enough time to get this into place?
Well, what we have heard from Major League Baseball is that they haven't seen anything that's making them want to change the rules going into the season. They want to see it play out. So they must feel, from what they've seen on the field, that things are good enough to play when games start counting for real.
All right, a couple more changes. The pitch clock was one of the big ones. Also, this infield shift. Now, for people who got bored and left baseball years ago, remind us how big the infield shift has gotten and why.
Well, baseball is the analytic sport to be all end all, and teams started to figure out a handful of years back just how effective it was to dramatically change the way they position infielders, especially in order to take away the open spots on the field where players commonly hit the ball. They knew that this hitter would most likely hit the ball in this spot, so they put fielders there. And what we saw is that batting averages in Major League Baseball went to their lowest levels basically ever. And what the league has decided to do is, hey, the shift is too effective. The imbalance between offense and defense in this case is too great. We need to bring some action back in the game. And so they've created a rule now where you can only have two players on either side of second base in the infield, basically opening up back holes where batters like to hit the ball. And hopefully the idea here is that it will introduce action back into the game that used to be there before shifts became so dominant.
Is that paying off so far?
The word is that it is. Even locally here with the Brewers, Christian Yelich is a player that people really believed was impacted by the shift, where he happened to hit a lot of ground balls between that first and second base hole or up the middle. Suddenly there were players just standing there waiting for the ball, and his average has been up in the spring, and fans are hoping that's a sign of good things to come as the season goes. And he's been slumping for a couple of years, and the shift is to blame in the minds of some fans for that. So we'll see what happens with him and with similar players around the league.
And finally, the bases themselves, Major League Baseball has embiggened the physical bases. Why?
Well, so the shift ban and the bigger bases are really intended to accomplish something opposite of the pitch clock. Whereas the pitch clock brings something to the game that's never been there before, Major League Baseball is trying to address this problem of games being too long or seeming too long, but also having the least amount of action that they've ever had. The fewest number of balls in play, the fewest number of base runners, and the fewest number of stolen bases. By bringing the bases closer together, by making them bigger, they are tempting teams to take that risk of the stolen base to advance a runner much more than ever. Those are bang-bang plays. They're close plays as it is. So moving a base 4 inches closer is begging players to make that attempt. And we've heard some analysts say that they expect stolen base numbers to double this season over last. And I would say in most cases, fans, the league would be really happy if they saw that kind of action happening on the base paths.
Yeah, me, John, I don't like the big plays in baseball, the strikeout and the home run. They're plays where nobody can do anything about them for the most part.
Right.
I like the stolen bases. I like rundowns and double plays and cool things like that. Am I going to see more of these if I watch the 2023 season?
Rob, I'm with you. I hope to see the same. I'm a guy who likes to keep score at games, and we at Numbers Game, we support people who like to keep score at games, and it gets a little boring just writing K, you know. So now you've got, you know, hopefully you've got more singles and doubles getting guys on base because they've got more holes with the shift ban. And then when they get on base, and by the way, pitchers can't throw over to first base as much as they used to. There's limits on that now too. So, you know, more players moving around the bases, more happening on more pitches. The bet is that this will bring people, as you said, who maybe got bored of baseball or turned away over the last few years, back to the game and seeing a more interesting game.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's been great to talk to you.
John Keel is the co-creator of Numbers Game, a Madison-based business that supplies scorebooks to baseball fans. He was with us for an update on new rules in Major League Baseball ahead of opening day tomorrow.